This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Wednesday. This Wednesday where the big, you know, NFL story has to deal with the things that they are voting on, the potential rule changes that are at least that they vote head on out there at the spring meetings that they're holding in Minnesota. And the news did come down indeed that the Tush Push lives. They weren't there was obviously a vote amongst the 32 team owners or at least representatives. And they, the side that was looking to, or I guess the Packers' proposal, rather, to ban the Tush Push and kind of pushing in general in the NFL, I guess the language was not necessarily one that everybody could get behind or what have you, because they did not reach the requisite 24 votes, if memory serves me. Yes, 24 votes in order to, approve the proposal and ban the Tush Push. And so I saw that Diana Rossini, Adam Schefter, amongst others, kind of named a few of the teams that did not, or that sided with the Eagles in their dissent on this. And so ultimately, I know that the Ravens, the Lions, obviously the Eagles, where's the other one, decided that they were not going to side with the Tush Push. Of course, I was looking at the wrong sheet. That was what it was. Ravens, Patriots, Lions, Jets, and Eagles were amongst the, I guess, 10 teams that league sources told The Athletic, and I think ESPN also got the same scoop, that voted against this going through. What percentage chance do you put the Texans being amongst that 10?
75. I would say 75 based on, I think D'Amico's on the record as saying, hey, just stop it, you know, because D'Amico is a real man. And he's not SAWFT like some of these people.
Say that to Matt LaFleur's face.
I'm not going to mention any names, but you know, anybody who's soft about this and really is just trying to penalize a team that's really good at something. I think it's about 75 that the Texans did it, and some of those teams that you mentioned: Lions, Patriots, Eagles. Real men, real people.
Real men. Do we get another Lopez Ron face off and crosstalk again? I have a feeling that neither of them really want to do that one more time.
That was fun, actually.
It is the hesitation and the real leaning into the jaw.
You notice I didn't mention any names.
Okay. All right, very good.
But my thing with the Tush Push, before we get into anything else.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm dead serious.
No, I know you're serious.
Yes.
Ron, come on in, Ron.
It's fascinating that this is the hill these people want to die on. Like a football play. Men versus men. I'm using that word a lot, aren't I?
Yeah,
men versus
too much
men.
What some might say, in fact.
You can use 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 defenders to stop a runner, and nobody's talking about, you know, safety.
Well, right? I don't think anybody's buying... Yeah, I don't think anybody's buying the safety element of this.
No, I
don't think
I understand that, but it has been an argument. Like, there's no data. I think some people are buying it.
Sure, but I think
when we're doing... there's no data.
And that's fair. Yeah. I think we mentioned that as a part of it, but I think we focus on maybe the parts that are maybe have the most merit of...
Yeah.
And I don't think that we're going to get into the safety element. Like, I think, as Seth mentioned this earlier, I've heard this mentioned multiple times when discussing this, the idea of the entertainment value of it. And one of the questions I asked myself over the last, like, few days, week or so, was... how much does this change if the Eagles are not actually the team that either wins the Super Bowl,
or
if they get beat earlier in the playoffs and they're not in that NFC playoff game, NFC championship game for it to look like that against the Commanders? Does this get off in the same way, right? If it's Josh Allen that, you know, had the last attempt that we saw at the Tush Push and it's unsuccessful.
And he got worked.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, does this still go the same way? And of course, I don't think there's a way that you can absolutely prove that one way or another, but it does feel like this is, in some ways, obviously, I'm not trying to say that everybody's being entirely reactionary, because we've seen the way that this has kind of gone, and I guess the existential dread that some people seem to feel when you get to third down, and oh, here we go, we're within a couple of yards. But, like, this feels like this really reached ahead because of that particular playoffs and the way that it went, and then the way that the Commanders decided, we're just going to keep taking the penalty in order to try and see if we can stop this in all action.
Yeah, but again... we all understand the NFL is about entertainment, right? But it also is about, sports. And football is, at its core, blocking and tackling.
I've often said that.
It's about blocking and tackling. What do you call it oftentimes? A car crash sport.
That's right, which I don't say.
And this is the hill you want to die on. The essence, the utter essence of blocking and tackling.
I will say, to your being a man point, I do think that if you were going to do this, it would have to be not on the idea of the tush push itself, but the idea of pushing players in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do think, hey, if you're doing the, hey, we're being a man thing, gain the yards by your lonesome, right? Don't get out here and have somebody move you forward.
That was Ron's point. But I think it's so hard to legislate, too. And that's my second point on this. Because people who are running the football, when was the last time you saw a scrum of a running back or a wide receiver or somebody, you know, kind of being gang tackled and they're still upright? When was the last time you saw, you knew exactly where they were stopped and they stopped moving their feet? Because I can't remember a running back in a scrum ever stopping moving his feet.
Well, yeah, and then at some point we blow the whistle dead for a forward progress. Right.
So at its essence, it's about blocking and tackling.
Sure.
And it is entertainment. I'm not going to say it's not. We all know it is. But it's just silly that this is the hill that these soft ass owners wanted to die on.
Very good. Yeah. I like that you got one more chance to move out the owners. Here's the thing, though. If there is something that might get the tush push ban, it might be this. Eagles have taken this opportunity to dance on the graves of the Packers and everybody else who was voting to get rid of it. Because their social media team, and this is where you might, you know, you've had some kind of comments about social media teams. They might have enraged everybody enough to the next time this comes around, because please believe me, if the league and all these owners wanted to get this done, this is probably not the last that we hear of it.
Let me see.
But they posted a number of things, including, I think, on their YouTube page, they posted a compilation of
20 minutes
of tush pushes in the last hour. They also posted this, at least I saw this on Twitter. This is a graphic. And I'm going to, Lopez, you have not seen the show.
No, I have not.
I want you to look at this and describe it to the audience, what it is that I'm showing you.
All right. This is, this is the Philadelphia Eagles account saying push on. And it has Jalen Hurts about to make life miserable on the Green Bay Packers.
Why can't you beat a winner to just be quiet? You know what I mean? Like, if you actually want this to last longer than next year, you probably should just, like, take your win and be quiet about it. You know what I mean?
Like, do they play each other this year?
That is a good point. A good question.
If I'm the Eagles, I am being super petty. If I play the Packers.
First down on your own 20.
I will push some tushes all game long.
Fair catch on the kickoff. Well, I guess it goes to the 35 now or what? No, whatever. At 20, whatever. First down on the first drive, tush push for about 19 yards.
All right. Yeah. They'll reconvene and find a way to get that banned the next week, right? Like, rest of the season be damned. Some other things when it comes to these league meetings, the spring meetings, The Lions, who were the champions for the playoff reseeding proposal, they withdrew their proposal, which I imagine means that they couldn't whip up enough support to even get close.
Yeah.
So that will remain the same. So Houston Texans, because it feels like the AFC
home
South
game Saturday, 3:30.
Yes,
you can keep that in tow. Obviously, like that, Texas have been a huge beneficiary of that particular.
How many Saturday 3:30 playoff games have they had? Everyone?
All of them, yeah. I feel like.
Everyone.
Yep. All you got to go is 10-7. 10-7, we good.
Of course, we've mentioned before that, you know, the NFL voted for players to be eligible in flag football playoffs when it comes to the 2018 playoffs that will be hosted in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk more about that as the show goes along. But then also, another thing that came up is that a minor change, but they did vote to allow onside kicks in the NFL now, because there used to be kind of a rule with the new, dynamic kickoff, as they referred to it,
that it had to be trailing.
Yeah, it had to be late in the fourth quarter at some point. You had to be trailing. Now, at any point in the game, as long as you're trailing, you are allowed to do the onside kick. I still don't think this is sufficient.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think if I could make a prediction, the number of onside kicks you will see in the first three quarters, and the game is still in the balance, 0.5 is the over-under. Why would you, with these rules, do an onside kick?
Well, I think one of the things about the onside kick, as we've seen it, especially if you were actually doing the thing where you kick the football, which as of right now, that's what it has to be, it's not successful enough, especially without the elements of surprise. So even if you do it in the second quarter, as you're getting ready to go to the half or what have you, the problem is, because the dynamic kickoff is different than the onside kick, having to declare and allowing that team to get their hands
and the players not being able to move until you kick the ball.
It's just, it is simply not something that you're going to be able to get. I think that they're still going to need to address this. Like, this is cute to probably attempt to up the percentage of opportunities that, you know, you get an onside kick and maybe have a level of success. But I think that there's going to have to be some real tweaking on what the attempt to retain possession of the football after scoring a touchdown is, because I still don't think that this is going to give you that opportunity to really see the comeback that you're hoping to get out of an onside
kick. I don't anticipate many. And 0.5, maybe that's just for effect. There'll probably be more than that. I mean, there are going to be teams down 30-0 in the third quarter and say, what the hell? Let's just give it a shot, you know? But it's not going to be as successful.
Yeah, so those are some of the things that were being voted on, being looked at. Speaking of those league meetings, Roger Goodell, old Rog, one of the things that also came through is that it looks like he's going to be getting a raise, as, I mean, that seems to be the way that this goes. He continues to make money for the league. It seems like he got past his his the struggles that he had with being kind of the administrator of justice that got him into some trouble with the league, between the league and the Players Association. And it's now kind of coasting in some ways. And as he continues to try and make more money, he did kind of let it be known that the NFL playing, because this year they're playing, what, seven international games? The number that he said kind of astonished me. The NFL playing 16 regular season international games a year is, quote, very near, according to the commissioner of the NFL.
Which also means an 18-game schedule is very near. That's how I look at it, because that's going to be much more plausible with an 18-game schedule to put 16 games over there.
Particularly with the bye weeks that you then add into this.
An additional bye week, more another game on the schedule, which is 16 games, 32 teams. Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I think he's kind of sort of telling us 18-game schedule soon, international games soon.
Yeah, so that's a wild thing to consider that they're continuing to do this. NFL's really trying to push for the international market. Obviously, with these games, that's – I saw someone kind of analyze it as such, and I think that it is apt. That's probably what the thrust is for the allowing NFL players to play in flag football. Like, because otherwise, I don't see what the benefit is of having your players – one, be out in, because I think A.J. Brown said that he would not entertain this as a possibility, because that's kind of training time for him in that offseason, which is a great point. Like, that is something that you have. Obviously, we could just talk about the idea of the additional use that you would have and the possibility for injury. But it seems like the NFL is considering this as, can you get an opportunity with the Olympics, one of, the world's most watched games, with just the intrigue that is there around the world, them maybe seeing a Justin Jefferson, who has spoken very highly about the possibility of doing this. He's one of the champions that they've had on this. Seeing Justin Jefferson being like, oh, I want to see more of him. And how, maybe then when the Vikings are playing, they're back-to-back over the – I guess that would not work because obviously 28. But you get what I mean. When the Vikings are playing internationally, there's some fans that are like, oh, I saw that guy and I want to watch more of this.
I think there's two reasons that they're really doing this. Number one is, you're right, international presence, bigger footprint. I think the other reason is part of the NFL sort of initiative here with flag football in general and flag football for girls. And, you know, saying, hey, our NFL players are in the Olympics, raising that awareness among, because that, I mean, we just saw, you know, the McNairs gave $1 million to a flag football organization here, girls flag football organization.
And that's been their pet project here.
Yeah, so I think that's the other reason. Yeah,
I can see that for sure. Here from the 832, or sorry, rather the 929. They say keep all the current onside restrictions, declaring those things, but the ball only has to go 5 yards.
Ooh, I'd love that.
Do you think that gives you a better fix on conversion percentage here?
I love that idea. people be going nuts.
Quite possibly. I've always been very fond, because the tough thing about it is you're still depending on the idea of this oblong ball bouncing in the ways that you need to, right? I've always been very fond of, I think it was the Greg Schiano plan back in the day, where you line up and it's just 4th and 15.
Yeah, I like that too.
It is. It does stink for specialists, right? It gives them less to do, which I imagine they would not be all that happy about, because it kind of continues to phase them out of the game in a way that I don't think they want, as they want to continue making money. However, I love the idea of, if you would like to stay on the field, what better person would you want to like keep you there than putting the ball in the hands of the dude who has the ball in his hands all the time in the quarterback? Like, actually draw up a play. Be able to do this and not lean on, hopefully, the ball bouncing in the way that you need it to. But, of course, that is more radical than any of these other things. And I do think that they need to get to a radical place, because the onside kick, even as previously constituted before you changed the kickoff, was not as successful as
I forget
think
the numbers,
you wanted
but it was
to.
It was something like 18%.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, a conversion on a 4th and 15, at least to, I think, 2021, 2022, a period of time, was a lot closer to 25%, feels like a much better number, especially if you want to get late in these games and possibly engender more excitement when games maybe seem out of hand. Give them an opportunity to be clawed back into. But there you go. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610 on this Wednesday. And if you hadn't heard, Tush Push, it lives. It does indeed live. All right, coming up next, I was looking at The Athletic, and they have a ranking of the greatest college football players since 2000. And that raises for me a question. What do you value most when you're comparing players' careers? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now.
Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.